Walking trails along the Kelly's Brook Trail are popular, and they're a very big attraction within the city. Many avid walkers have been expressing concern about how the new bike master plan will affect said trails. They're worried that the new bike network will destroy or alter the walking paths. St. John's Councillor Dave Lane took the opportunity at yesterday's St. John's Council meeting to address those concerns.
They are going to get on a bicycle more than they do now. In a lot of cases, it's first time or they never get on a bike. It's when they have routes that are separate from traffic, so they're safe in that way, that they're within a natural environment so that they there's aesthetically pleasing, and that they're accessible and connect to parts of the city. And that's where the plan prioritized a network of different routes that we will implement over time. And the top of the list was the Kelly's Brook Trail, which includes some of the Grand Concourse Trail. Not all of it. That's probably the first point I'll make, is that there's just segments that we're looking at upgrading to what's called a multi-use or shared trail. And accessibility really is the key term here. This is not paving over a walking path so that only cyclists can use it. This is about upgrading existing infrastructure so that more people can use it and the current users can use it safely along with other uses. And so what that means, if you look at standards across the world, is creating something that is wider in a lot of cases and uses a different surface material. That's why paving with asphalt has been proposed here. And there's a number of reasons why that is superior, or at least that's the argument made in the plan. You would think of mobility impaired individuals who have to use wheels to get around. That's probably the top of mind. Now they can, it's gravel is very difficult to push through, to get through. Even a stroller, for example. I mean, if you want to be on a gravel path today, you need an upgraded stroller. And so if we have families who want to get outdoors with their kids, and using their stroller right now, this would enable them to do so. And not just for recreation, but also to connect to places, which is why we chose this path as number one. But that is not to say that paving is set in stone, to use a pun. It's proposed for a lot of good reasons. There's rationale for it. But a lot of people have been concerned about engagement. And yes, we have done a significant amount of engagement, but I recognize that sometimes people will engage only in things that they find interesting at the time. And I also recognize that people who were traditionally using walking trails might not think that a bike plan would affect them. So they may not have paid much attention. And now they're paying attention, obviously. Well, I mentioned earlier that the plan is essentially a proposal of a network, and it's something had to be drafted. So it's basically a high-level overview of what a trail would require to be upgraded using the different buffers and spaces so that you could have two lanes. It's not necessarily how it would be designed at the end of the day, which is why we have already approved funding 2 years ago, or when the bike plan initially came out, to do a detailed design document. That's where you can get on the trail meter by meter, centimeter by centimeter, and say, how do we implement this so that it's usable by all the modes that we're hoping to enable? And a huge, huge part of that, and this was made very clear as a top priority for the RFP that went out for a consultant to do this work, is that they get that input from the public as to how do we upgrade the trail. And it's not only so that we can learn what is of value to the individuals, it's also to inform the folks who are concerned that this is probably not what you're fearing of a scorched earth, you know, pave over rivers, tear down trees. There's a much more subtle and nuanced way that we can do this. That is what the funding would be for that was just approved by the federal government, which, by the way, I think to the tune of 83% of the cost, which is why we're announcing the funding now, probably over a year away from any shovels in the ground. We have a lot of work to do first.
Councillor Dave Lane joins us live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. What concerns are you hearing from people in the city?
Well, I'm certainly hearing people's concerns that a resource that they have, you know, natural paths for walking, which have been around for a long time, will be irrevocably destroyed. And I'm, you know, that's the deepest fear that people seem to have. You know, and I want to say unequivocally that, you know, no one's here to destroy anything or to remove an asset that we have from the city. And what we're talking about, so the intent of the bike plan is to enable and encourage people to have a more active lifestyle, more healthy lifestyle, get outdoors, and in particular to get on a bicycle. And what we heard through a lot of our, you know, the engagement that we did, the research we've done, is that people here, particularly in the city, will feel comfortable getting on a bike if it's not on a roadway and it's in a natural environment that's connected to other areas. As a starting point, to get people on bikes, and then we can grow the network as we go. And so what we did was prioritize a number of segments of the network that we want to build over, it's going to take decades probably, and the top of the list was Kelly's Brook Trail. Now, I mean, a part of Kelly's Brook Trail does include a section along Rennie's Mill River, and that's where Rennie's River, and that's where people are especially concerned, because this is a very special part of the trail. Now, we are going to go through a process, and we'll soon be able to announce that, because finally we've been able to get a contract to do a detailed design of what that actually means, to upgrade these trails or put sections on parts of road that are off on segments of road, so that they're more accessible by more people. Because not everybody can walk comfortably on gravel. People want to use a bike, but also you might have a wheelchair, you might want to use your stroller, or you just have some impairment in your mobility. So this is all about accessibility, and we are going to have a great conversation with everybody who's interested in this very soon.
So you don't really know if you're going to pave the trails, which is a lot of people are speaking out about that.
Yeah, I mean, people are really concerned about the paving. I said yesterday that it's not set in stone. You know, there's a lot of good reasons why we would want to look at pavement. And, you know, one of the key ones is the ability to use different modes of transportation. You know, like I said, with wheels and you know, it's also, you know, a lot of people, I think, consider when they think of pavement, obviously they think of a where a car would drive, you know, and vehicles go and potholes come, and they think there's going to be higher maintenance costs. It's totally different on a path, especially one that's going to be engineered properly, because we have the funding to do that. It's going to be lower maintenance costs. It's not going to wash out as much. You don't have these big vehicles that are rumbling over the asphalt and breaking it up. So it actually will cost less in maintenance over time. But, you know, really, I have to emphasize, this is really about enabling as many people in our city to use the assets that we have and to have a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, the users of it now are concerned about having what they love, you know, destroyed or impacted in a way that they don't like it anymore. That's no one's intent. We are going to do significant. We're actually, as part of the detailed design that we're doing, we're going to be announcing soon, we're actually going to be doing a tree inventory. We're going to do environmental assessments of how we can work with the natural environment. And we're going to be talking about, well, what parts can we and can't we have a widened path that is accessible to more types of uses? And where we can't, we're going to find alternatives to work around that. So this is going to be a very sensitive process. It's, I think, difficult for a lot of people because we announced the bike plan so long ago. It takes a long time to get to, you know, we had to wait for funding approval from the federal government, which is going to cover 83% of the cost of when we eventually build it. But we have to go through that detailed design process. And that's where we're going to have a lot of conversations, and people can see what we mean in detail about how we can upgrade paths like this. And by the way, this is just the first. It's not going to be all of our walking trails. It's just going to be a select few. And we're going to go through this first one before we look at the next.
So people can still have their say, can they, Councillor Lane?
That is a very important point. Yes, absolutely. We have not even begun the conversation about this particular project yet. And that's where we're going to have experts, along with community members, along with councillors, walking along those paths and talking about what do we mean by upgrading and what should we be considering as we look to enable people to have an active lifestyle in our city.
When it comes to the overall goal of the master bike plan, I mean, is the idea that bikers will share the trails with walkers? Because in other cities that I've lived in, they're completely separate from one another. The walking trail, and then you have the biking trail, and the biking trail is essentially like, I mean, a thoroughfare, really, because some of these bikers, the cyclists, get up to speed. So they're going to be together, right? Walkers and bikers.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. Well, part of it is going to be trails. There is a lot in the network that is actually on roadways, and we're going to be modifying. So we'll have to take opportunities if we do. Because the reason we have a network planned out now is that when we do road work or sidewalk replacements, we can now prepare and say a trail is going to go here, or sorry, a bike lane is going to go here. We started with some of the trails are the top three projects. We call them catalyst projects to get people on their bikes, to get started with the bike plan. And it's not intended so much for people who want to zip around and speed and train and all these things. For, you know, young people, your kids, it's intended for folks just leisurely on the weekends. People don't want to be on a bike because they don't feel safe or they want to try it in a safer environment.
Oh, Councillor Lane, the connection seems to be deteriorating there. A final thought from you?
Yeah, I think that it's important for people to you know, take a step back and know we're going to have a really good conversation about this. We are in this together, and we're not going to destroy anything. We're going to build it together.
Thank you so much for that, Councillor Lane, and thank you for joining the VOCM Morning Show live by phone.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn.